As an introduction to our confession of sin, I'll be looking at Romans chapter 1, verse 7, where Paul talks about the gospel, meaning the good news that Christ has paid the sin debt for his people, regardless of nationality. Here it says, "For in it, the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." The just shall live by faith. That phrase struck Martin Luther like a bolt of lightning, yes. And it became the biblical touchstone of orthodoxy for that 16th century time in Europe called the Reformation. At that time, the theological battle was over the doctrine of justification. What all that debate boiled down to was this: can fallen man earn eternal salvation to any degree by the works of his own merit? And the answer is, of course not. Apart from God's grace, none is righteous, no, not even one person. But how does this verse apply to us as Christians here today in regard to our weekly confession of sin? Well, the just shall live by faith. And what does that phrase mean? Most recently, it is said to mean that a person becomes justified at the moment in time when they make their confession of faith. During the time of the Reformation, that phrase was used as shorthand to mean that we are saved by faith and not by works, and rightly so. Faith is the instrumental means of our salvation and not our works. But in saying that, we all know that there is something else that is the motivating cause of us having saving faith at all. The reason that believing faith is saving faith is because our faith itself is a gift from God. And we either get that faith as a gift, or we don't get it at all. It cannot be earned. But is any of that what Paul is speaking about in this passage? Well, logically speaking, if the just shall live by faith, then it is equally true that the unjust shall live by unfaith. And now, leaving both the Reformation and the more modern debate behind, is that the idea? And is that the contrast that Paul wants us to see in this phrase? Again, how do we know that Paul wants us to see this idea of a dramatic lifestyle contrast between the Christian and the non-Christian? Let me give you two arguments. In this passage, Paul is addressing himself to Christians. Paul refers to his audience as the called of Jesus Christ in verse 6. So Paul says to those Roman Christians, and to us as well, that we Christians are the ones who are to live by faith. And then, after mentioning how Christians are supposed to live for the next few chapters, Paul talks on about the unjust Jews and the unjust Gentiles who obviously live by unfaith or lack of faith. And Paul goes on and on and on about how ugly and evil and immoral that lifestyle of faithlessness actually is. So now, even though it's a historical fact that Martin Luther got his inspiration for his orthodox understanding of the relationship between works and faith and our justification, that theological formulation is not what Paul is addressing here. Paul is simply describing the ordained lifestyle of the Christian. Paul then contrasts that Christian lifestyle with the unfaith of the unrighteous Jew and Gentile. And secondly, the second reason that we know that Paul is only talking about the Christian versus non-Christian lifestyle is because Paul explicitly says, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And we know that it was indeed written in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. And how is that phrase translated in the original Hebrew? In the Habakkuk source passage, we see this exact same contrast between the just person and the proud, unjust person. So let me read it for you. "Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Since the Hebrew word here for faith in this passage means a steadfast reliance upon the Lord, and in the side margin of my Bible, the phrase, the just shall live by faith, says it could be equally well translated, the just shall live by his faithfulness. And what are some words that parallel this term, faithfulness? What does it mean to be a faithful husband, a faithful wife, a faithful son, a faithful daughter, a faithful friend, or a faithful worker? And more importantly, what does it mean to be a faithful Christian? To me, words like loyalty, allegiance, integrity, obedience to our covenantal oath, these are all ideas that come to mind. The just, you and me, shall live by faith. That is what we were created to do. Christians live by faith when we confess our sin to a holy God. Unjust people don't feel any need to confess their sin to anyone. So this week and every week we worship together and we practice a liturgical ritual we call the confession of sin. We personally and corporately acknowledge that we have fallen short of the kind of allegiance, the kind of loyalty, the level of covenantal obedience that we owe our Lord Jesus Christ. And we acknowledge that our unfaithfulness to our King is sin. And so with a humble heart, and with a spirit of repentance, and with a desire to be faithful and obedient to our Lord, we corporately offer up our prayer of confession of sin. So will you bow with me in prayer as we corporately confess our sin? Holy Father, gracious Spirit, and our Lord Jesus, the eternal Son who came in the flesh, Triune God, hear our prayer this morning at Providence Church and forgive us our sins. We ask that you do not treat us as our unfaithfulness and our sins deserve. We know from your word that the just shall live by faith, just as the unjust shall die in their faithlessness. Therefore, Lord God, we ask for humble hearts. Give us thankful hearts. Lord, give us faithful hearts, and give us hearts that seek to do all that you command. Lord, because of your saving grace, cause us to grow in faithfulness. May we remember more consistently, today and in the week to come, to seek first your kingdom. In our Lord's name we pray. Amen.